Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, a Chicago craft brewery that works to innovate new ways to brew and age beer. More at gooseisland.com. You don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
This is Sound Opinions, and time now for our annual holiday spectacular with our own Christmas elf, Andy Serzan.
This is a great time of year on the show, Jim, for ever since the show started in 1999 with the two of us in various incarnations. We have had Mr. Serzan on every holiday. Andy Serzan, the senior vice president at Jam Productions, one of the biggest independent promoters, concert promoters in the world, has graced us with his presence every holiday season to play us this. How do we describe this, Andy? This is a love of life that you are doing here. You spend the entire year collecting obscure holiday music, and each year you put together the best of it in this Christmas tape that you make, now a CD. This is an obsession that has been with you for many, many, many years, right? This is your 29th incarnation of this particular tape.
Well, I think music geeks of a certain age remember the mixtape phenomenon where you would try to impress your friends with your knowledge and ability to put together interesting compilations that were thematically based. And I was way into it. All my friends were way into it. Can you top this kind of stuff? And out of that, you know, years later, of course, I decided to try my hand at a Christmas mix, and I never stopped. So every year I've made one, and initially it was just on tape, and 10 people got it, and now it's bigger than that.
Well, and we should say, you know, in the music industry, there are Grammys, there are numerous awards like this, but you have not really made it into the pantheon of cool until you get to be one of the 500 people that gets Andy Serzan's holiday CD. We're talking members of Led Zeppelin, of REM. You know, Andy is, he does not want to name drop, and we shan't indulge in that. That's not what Christmas is about. It's just if you dig the weirdness, the holiday obscura, as you call it, then you've made it into a certain realm of music geekdom. So this year's compilation by Andy is called Snowbound Soliloquies, Further Adventures in Holiday Obscura, and courtesy of Mr. Serzan, we have it available on the net as a free download until the end of the year, christmas.soundopinions.org. Andy, let's just hop on the sleigh and get rolling. Where are we starting?
One thing we're going to do that's a little unusual is typically we mix stuff up and, you know, I'll play some new stuff that I found and over the past year, 12 months or whatever, and then we'll go into some nostalgia flashback tracks and whatnot. This year, we're going to do what I'm pretty sure is going to be 100% world broadcast premieres across the board.
All right.
I would be really surprised if any of these songs have ever been played on the radio. And all of them are on this year's compilation. So the opening track is a track called Christmas on Thumb Butte. It's on Robeam 45. I can't tell when it came out or anything, but it's interesting because it just shows you how universal the Christmas dealio is. These are some guys on a butte down in the Southwest, and there's some bearded miners, and as they tell you, and some Indians on a butte waiting for Santa Claus to swoop down there with what they describe as 8 tiny reindeer. And I never knew they were tiny before, but now I do. I thought they were like regular-sized reindeer.
Yeah, you would think.
So they swoop down on the butte, and, you know, it's just completely ridiculous song that, like, I loved it the second I heard it. And I said, okay, this is going to be the lead track on this year's comp. And then we go into a really, really crazy 70s, early 70s pop tune by this band called Ameriquette called Tell Me on Christmas Day. And then more stuff. But here is Christmas on Thumb Butte by Doogie Fisher.
It was one of the most joyous nights ever. Many of the folks who were here on that night tell the story of Santa Claus riding happily over Thumb Butte. Why, back in those days, there was always a light sprinkling of snow that would flicker in the moonlight as the jolly old gentleman made his way to the valley below. that is now the city of Prescott. On that Christmas Eve many years ago, there was nothing more than a handful of bearded miners and a few Indians, all huddled around campfires that lit up the sky to show the way for Santa and his sleigh, pulled by 8 tiny reindeer. Oh, I'll never forget how the old-timers tell of the thunderous laughter coming from the top of Thumb Butte as Santa beckoned his reindeer over the peak of the mountain. From that moment on, the gaily colored sleigh settled on the downward slope towards the lowlands as every heart sang with happiness of the Christmas season.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Someone to spend this this time with me. So share these days with me, share these days with me.
Andy Serzan is giving us a little love here on the Sound Opinions Christmas Spectacular. Andy, what's those last couple of tunes we heard?
That last track was Give a Little Love for Christmas by Patricia Mitchell, and that's on the Kwanzaa label 45. That came out in the late 70s. And if you couldn't tell from listening to it, that was pre-auto-tune. But I don't really judge on those kind of levels.
It was a better world before auto-tune.
Yeah, when I find a track I like, I pretty much, you know, that's going to make the mix. And whatever is great about it, is if it outweighs what is kind of questionable about it, then it's...
Well, the spirit.
It's going on.
The spirit was there.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I think it's a great track, actually. And then before that, we heard Christmas Sounds, which is by a band out of Chicago from the 60s called Saturday's Children. They were one of the original 60s pop groups that kind of was helped launch the Chicago scene, pre-horn Chicago scene. They were contemporaries of Crying Shames. And
the Buckinghams, that whole era.
Buckinghams, all the Shady Days, those guys. These guys were the super sophisticated pop version of the more garagey sound that, you know, Shadows of Night and those kind of guys brought. Chicago is mainly known for garage rock. That's the classic definition for collectors and stuff. But these guys, very sophisticated. You can hear that in that song. For a bunch of kids, pretty amazing production and really well-composed track called Christmas Sounds. And before that, we heard Ameriquette, Tell Me on Christmas Day, and we opened with the inimitable Doogie Fisher and his Christmas party on Thumb Butte.
There's just not enough times in life, ever, when Christmas and Butte, those two words, have been paired.
Well, if I try to explain what I'm looking for when I'm out cold calling around looking for records, like, you know, rolling around the floor of vinyl shops in lost cities, if I see something that's called Christmas on Thumb Butte by a guy named Doogie Fisher
on Robeam
Records,
yeah,
and it's a buck, I am buying it. And then most likely it's terrible, but, you know, that's the criteria.
But sometimes it's brilliant.
Every once in a while, yeah.
Andy Serzan strikes again. This is a incredible collection of holiday obscura. You can collect the entire version of this year's CD at christmas.soundopinions.org. You can download it for free. It's available through the end of the year. Coming up, we've got more rare holiday recordings from our very own Kris Kringle, Andy Serzan. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Oh, see the melting snow took down my Christmas tree. It's time for spring.